what's your thoughts on what we as parents pay in regards to school supplies to school districts?
Well, I think many parents are unfortunately unaware of the fact that school districts are actually responsible for many of the supplies that they go out and buy themselves. The Michigan Constitution requires that the state provide a free public education for all students, and the Supreme Court has ruled that this means that some basic supplies like pencils and crayons and glue sticks and paper must be provided by school districts themselves.
All right. Well, I just got a couple lists because I have a sixth grader to be and a fourth grader to be, and that's not the case. They're asking me for those supplies. Why do districts continue to do this? Should they let us know it's more of a voluntary thing than required?
I think they should, but you know, there's nothing wrong with if you want to go out and purchase those supplies yourself. You know, there's nothing necessarily wrong with that. But you know, many parents around the state are financially bound right now and are in a tight spot. And I think that they should be aware of the fact that it is the school district's responsibility to provide a free education for them, and that includes some of these basic supplies. Now, and a lot of parents, the school districts sort of take advantage of the fact that a lot of parents want to do well by their kids and give them every opportunity and every advantage that they can. And so they, post these supplies or give them a list of supplies, and they don't really tell them that some of these things are optional, and that if they don't buy them, the school district will provide them themselves or should.
All right. Thanks so much. You can check out Michael's story at the website for the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. You're listening to 1320 WILS.